Okay. We are Daf Tezai number Aleph 16A1. We're up to Bishtar. We're going to start again, which is the fifth line from the top. It said that an Eved Ivri can be acquired through a star. Frank the Gemar Menolog. Where do we know that an Eved Ivri can be acquired through a star? Dr. Gemara, Amar Ula, Amar Kra, this is not a guy. A guy is different. A guy is like Karka. You can acquire a guy the same way you acquire land. It's a pair of chapasik. It's like an achuza. You kind of guy, because of star, because as we will learn later on. We're talking about an Eved Ivri. You don't own the Eved Ivri like you own an Eved Kanani. How do I know that the acquisition, which means he's bound to work for you for 6 years, and he's looked at Meshavchei Kanani, so all the halachas are Eved Ivri, how do I know that's achieved through a star?
It's only a yid that owns him.
But we're talking about a yid buying a yid. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Right, the Mishnah said, but Kesef, we figured out Kesef. That's true, but that was by guy. But that was, now we're talking about yid. The Mishnah is not talking about guy. The Gemara brought in a guy. By Amar Vriya, it juxtaposes the buying of the Eved Ivri to the kedushin of another woman. The Torah makes a hekesh, compares it to a different, to a wife. We learned that out from the Yatsav Ha'isa. Amar Vriya Mikne Bishtar. Rashi? No Rashi. Frank the Gemara, honey, chalaman, amistar, amavia, arink, adon, kaisai. Okay, so there's a gemakloikus amaroyim that we're going to have. And interestingly, I don't know the sources of each of these makloikusim. I don't know the sources of their each shita. It doesn't go into it, the Gemara. But there's a makloikus when a person's father sells the amavia, who writes the star? The buyer or the seller? Usually, in the shtar mechira of a land, the seller writes the shtar. By kedushin, the buyer writes the shtar. We had that on the back a number of lot ago, that the Gemara pointed that out. Right? Now, how about by shtar amavriya? Is it like a shtar kedushin, or is it like a shtar of a sale? Who writes the shtar by amavriya? It's a machlokes. So, Bishlam Lamanda Amar Adam Kaisai, Hanika Lamanda Amishtar Amavia Adam Kaisai, the buyer writes it. So it works perfectly. We're learning it out in Macheres. It's compared to Kedushin. By Kedushin, the buyer, I hate to use the word the buyer because you don't buy your wife, you acquire your wife. The one who acquires is the one that writes the star. So, by Amavria, which is a hekish next to it, also the buyer, the acquirer, is the one that buys, writes the shtar. But according to the Mazam, it says, the father writes it like every other sale. So, Ma'ikal Amemar. So, you can't say you're learning it out of the Macheres because it's not the same. Acheres is written by the buyer, and this one is written by the seller. That can't be the source of the shtar. Rashi. Dr. Ashia Lamand Amar, Adon Kaisroi, I'm sorry, all the way up to the beginning. Lachares, Lekichas Kedushin. Hanicha, Pluktayu Lekamei, the Machloikas is right later, afterwards. Adon Kaisroi, Bitcha Knuyali. Your daughter is acquired by me. Venaisna La'av, Kederach Shar Kedushin. Shabal Kaisav, Bitcha Himu Kedushasli. Right? It makes a lot of sense. We're learning it out of the Machares. Kedushin, we know the husband writes the star. So Amavriya, the Adon writes the star. And let me just add a little bit of a twist. Adon, the bottom line is, the Adon can marry her. So even though the star is not a star Kedushin, but it allows him to marry her later on. So it does have trappings of marriage built in to the acquisition of Amavriya. He might not exercise that right that he has, but as we will learn as we go along in this parak, the Adon can always call back on his acquisition and turn it into a Kedushin. How it does that, the mechanism will be a Machloikas later on. We'll worry about it. But we, so I'm pointing out, not building any halakha on this. is that there is a shaychus between the acquisition of Amavriya and marriage, because an Adon who acquires Amavriya can marry her without new seduction. So there is a shaychus. It makes sense. Not that the Torah needs me to make it have sense, but we can understand that the Torah compares buying an Amavriya to Kedushin because there is possibility of marriage involved here. So maybe that's how the Torah set it up. That's how this man the Amar holds. Adon Kaisroy, like marriage. You don't even need this. It's a hekesh. Hekesh doesn't need to be explained. But it does, can be explained, is what I'm trying to say. Elo man the Amar av Kaisroy. Lo yolov mishar Kedushin. He obviously is not learning it out from Kedushin. Umanale the kind of Lishara. So what's his source?
The father writing.
Right. It's a sale. Like Sadek Nuyalach. Exactly.
What age
was 12 have? No, all the way till, I don't know, a katana, only a katana. She goes free at 12.
I mean, free at 2 on her own, after 12.
Again, we went through this a million times. No is the answer, except Rabbi Schutz showed cheating. I didn't want to show it, because I didn't want to confuse people. There is a Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim that seems to say that a lady can sell herself as an adult, like an Eben Ivri. And at the bottom, Rabbi Chevel says, Kol HaPais can argue on this Ramban. Pel Dik Ramban, not that Ramban needs me to think, but it's a Chiddush Dik Ramban. In the Gemara, it always means a Ktana. Gemara never deals with a Gdaila as an Amma. Never. That I, obviously not, because Rabbi Chevel would have known it. He knew everything else, so why shouldn't he know this?
Does this mean that a nephew cannot buy his niece as an amma?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
In other words, Baal can marry her. Baal can marry an amma for you, right? Does that preclude a nephew from...
I don't know what you mean by nephew and niece. You can't buy an erva, if that's what you want to know.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, the Gemara, we had it in prayers for Gemara. We had it. Gemara said, yeah, it has to be somebody you can marry. Has to, I mean, sorry, amma Vriya has to have the possibility of yield. That's what we said. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Elamad Amar Av Kaisa Mayakilamema. The Ibmar. Star Amar Vriya Mi Kaisa. Ravuna Amar Adon Kaisa. Ravuna says it's the master, the buyer. Chizd Amar Av Kaisa. Honey, Chil Ravuna, he can learn it out from Kedushin. Elamad Amar Chizda Mayakilamema. But according to Chizda, where do you learn Star by Amar Vriya? It's not the Star of Kedushin. It's the Star of Sale. Where do you see you can sell your daughter using the kinyan of a Star? And for the Gemara, Amar Avachah by Yaakov, Amar Krav, Leseitse Ketseis Avadim. Now this is a very difficult pasuk to understand, because the pasuk says, Ki Yimker Ishas Bito L'Amma, Leseitse Ketseis Avadim. She doesn't go out like an Eben. It's not true. She goes out like an Eben. Every single one of the ways an Eben goes out, the number goes out. Yaivol, Sheish, Gerol, Kesef. Every single one applies to a girl as much. She has extra. That's extra. Again, she goes out every single way an Eved Ivri goes out, plus. But the pasuk says, Leitzeitzik etzeis avodim. Therefore, Chazal Darshan, Leitzeitzik etzeis avodim means she doesn't go out like an Eved Kanani. Now, why does the Torah have to tell me Leitzeitzik etzeis avodim? Why would I think she does go out like an Eved Kanani? The answer is the Torah is telling you a diak. Leseitzik etzeis avodim, avil niknesik a kinyan avodim. But she can be acquired like an Eved Kanani, by neoshtar. By writing, don't go out like an Eved Kanani, the inference is that she can be acquired like an Eved Kanani. Which way of acquisition are we deriving from an Eved Kanani? We're learning out shtar. Now, once we know Amavriya, we'll know Eved Ivri as well. Because of the drasha from Amavriya to Eved Ivri, like we learned back on Zav Yadal on the phase. Makish Givri Livriya. So that's how we learn out that the Adon, that the Av writes a Shire of Sale. From that pasuk. Frak the Gemara. One of the ways to acquire an Eved Kanani is to do a chazak in him. How you do a chazak in an Eved, we'll talk about later on. You force him to do work for you, right? So maybe that's how you acquire an Amavriya. It didn't say which of the ways of an Eved Kanani she's acquired. Now, Kesel, we don't need it for. Kesel, we have our own pasuk. So Teretz is, it's either teaching me Shtar or Chazaka, or maybe both. So how do you know to pick Shtar over Chazaka? Maybe the Torah is revealing to me that you can buy an Amavriya and therefore also an Eved Ivri, because we compared the two, by Chazaka. How do we know it means Shtar? And for the Gemara Amakra, the Torah says you bequeath Eved Kanani to your children. The Oysam is Oysam b'chazaka v'loy acha b'chazaka. They are different than a Yid. To tell me that only a guy is acquired like a land with chazaka, not a Yid. Remember, this is the pasuk we learn not the kinyanim of an Eved Kanani from, because it says l'reshes achusa. So we're saying isam l'reshes achusa. An Eved Kanani is like land. An Eved Ivri is not. A Mavriya is not. Well, okay, so if you're excluding chazaka, why don't you exclude shtar? Manavshach, make up your mind. Are we going to compare the two, or are we going to say they're different? You're telling me that we are learning that is like an Eved Kanani. Then you're telling me that the pasuk said, no, Eved Kanani is different than Jews. So then, how do you know to include shtar? Frek the Gemara, ve'ema, oysa b'shtar v'le'acha b'shtar. That the Gemara simply says, we have two contradictory psukim. One pasuk infers that she's the same as Eved Kanani, and one pasuk infers that she's not the same as Eved Kanani. So therefore, we say shtar, yes, chazaka, no. How do you know which one? All you know is one yes, one not. But how do you choose the shtar yes and chazaka not? Maybe choose chazaka yes and shtar not. And for the Gemara, mistabra is shtar havalei l'rabuye. It makes sense, logically, that if we have to include one, we'll include shtar. Shekematziya b'bas Yisrael. We see that in marital relationships, shtar, it works. Now the truth is, we could have brought the raya from Kedushin, but the Torah wrote it beferish by Gerushin, so we bring Gerushin. We see shtar is a factor in a Jewish relationship. Not by Amavriya, but by marriage. So once we see shtar works by Jewish women, it makes sense that if we're going to include either shtar or chazaka, go with shtar, which has a shaychus, not the same way. One doesn't sell his wife, one buys his wife, and he's the one that writes the shtar. Here the father is selling his daughter, but doesn't make, and he's writing the shtar, going like the Bible, but it says, Avkait, right? But at least we see the concept of shtar that works by Jewish women. Therefore, it makes sense that if we're going to include one, not the other, we're including shtar. Practicing Gemara, Behema. We see the Mila, Chazaka works when you acquire Nixi Hager. You can't do Star by Nixi Hager, there's no seller. Chazaka works by Hefker. Star doesn't work. We see the power of Chazaka. Maybe Chazaka should work by marriage. One we find by marriage, with women, marriage, and one we find by object. So even though Amavriya is not marriage, but it's a woman, it makes sense that we will compare something that is by a woman to something that's by a woman. And therefore, we include shtar, and we don't include chazaka. That is the Gemara's answer. So at this point, we have two Mandi Amrim. One Mandi Amrim says that the Adnan writes the shtar by Amavriya. That Mandi Amrim says, we learned that out from the Hekish. The Torah compared Amavriya to marriage. Marriage, the one who acquires write the shtar. By Amavriya, also the one who acquires will write the shtar. That's one Mandi Amar. The other Mandi Amar tells Avkais, right? He does not use the Hekesh for that. I don't know why not. He says, we learned it out from the fact that the Torah inferred that he's acquired like an Eved Kanani. Now we have a choice. Which of the two are we going to add? Shtar or Chazak? And we can't add both because the other Pasuk told us the Kanani and Ivri are different. So we have two psukim that are contradictory. So therefore, we will go with shtar, because that's the more logical, sensible thing to include. That's what the Gemara says. Coming to this Monday, Amar. Yes, Doctor.
The
Tzedakah is usually by items which are bad.
No, you can use it by sale too. You buy something, you'll be kind of a kesem shtab a chazaka by land. Avadim k'nanim. You can also use it by hefker, but you, it's not exclusive to hefker.
Because she's not hefker.
Again, By the way, just as an aside, the Ran in the Dorim learns that the way Kedusha works is a woman makes herself hefker and is picked up by her husband. But don't use it for chazaka. That's not what I meant to say. It happens to me that the Ran in the Dorim, that Flamet says.
So now instead of saying, by the way, I start saying, like a troll.
But that's what the Ran says. The Ran says the woman does not give herself to her husband. The woman allows herself to be picked up by her husband. Ran. Ran in Kedusha. Ran in the dark.
I'll try that when I get home.
Okay, that's up to you. I mean, Rabbi Hirschfeld does, no, I'm not sorry, just, yes.
This whole thing of being close, though, can the other person say, you know what, I'll do it for you?
No!
Why?
Because, again, he can do the effect, but it has to belong. I'm buying a field. Who writes the star of the sale? I get, answer my question. If Reuven's selling a field to Shimon, who writes the star? No, the seller. Can the buyer write it for him? Yeah, but it has to belong to the seller. If not, it's not a good star. I don't care who physically writes the star. A woman can write her own get. But it's meaningless. It has to belong to the husband. Well,
I do a chazaka on
everything.
What you do for
behemoth? Well, yeah, you don't claim that behemoth for chazaka. But the Gemara will talk about later how you do chazaka on everything. Rashi will happen to tell us here as we go along to Rashi. We haven't done the Rashi's yet.
What's the
lashon
in that? Like, so that knuyelach would be avade knuyelach?
Yeah, exactly. Or biti knuyelach. You said it yourself a few minutes ago.
Okay, I was just thinking regular avade
knuyelach. Yeah. You have to buy it from somebody. If not, they can't. The owner has to write the star.
Is there money transfer inside?
That's up to the deal they make. What happens in the field? You kind of a star. The question is, what makes the transaction final? Now, there might be a money obligation that comes along with it. But again, what is the act of transaction? Like Mashiach, same thing by Metal.
What shops are there? Exactly. The deal is the deal. Rashi.
The last wide line on top. The goes out when his tooth or eye or any other point of an aver, any aver that comes to an end, there are 24 of them besides Shein V'ayin, the 20 fingers and toes, the 2 ears, the nose, and by a male, his male organ. And if any of those get chopped off, he goes free. Kevin Kanani. Shim Simba say Neha, if he would blind the Amma's eye, the Chet Eino shall have an Ivri, Eino Yitzabakach. A Jew does not go out that way. And Lenaisen Leit Meyenai. It would be treated like every other Yid that gets damaged. You pay for it. And then he would finish his 6 years and leave. Meaning, if Rachman al-Islam and Evan Ivri got his finger chopped off by his master, the owner pays him for the finger like he would pay any other yid, and then the Evan Ivri continues to work to the end of 6 years. Avol
Nitnasi. Is that intentional when the Baal damages the Evan?
No. We'll learn all those halakas are coming. Avol Nitnasi Bekinyan Avodim Knanim. The hay nicknim bishtar could come on, like on that of Bezim and Bez, the iskish lakakos, the nicknim bishtar, the kesef of chazaka. My neo chazaka. What is that from bechazaka? Zakrashi, how do you do a chazaka? Kama mafarish kesef bechazaka. Shechifu lazos malacha achas. You force him to do a malacha for you. That's the chazaka in Eved Kanani. That would be the chazaka in the Amavriya. Do the dishes. They are like a inherit land. Hanikna b'chazaka v'loy achar. B'nixti ager shemes, v'ein lo yarshim, v'chazam hefker. So there's no shtar, but there is chazaka. And the answer is, we compare it to Ishus. Because l'maisa, it's about a woman. V'ibay yaseima, and the other answer, the Gemara, back to the Gemara. Ibay yaseima, you don't use logic. We have a shaila. Should we learn out shtar, or should we learn out chazaka? Now, it does say in Macheres Yikach Loi next to it, which is talking about marriage, which happens to be shtar, not by chazaka. So granted, that's not the source, because a different person is writing it. But it's enough there to say that if you're going to add something, add the thing that's written right next to it, which is shtar. Not enough to derive that you do it the same way as marriage. This Mandi Amar holds, you don't do it the same way as marriage. But the Maizah does say Acheres Yikach Loi next to it. Enough so that if you have a choice of shtar or chazaka, you'll pick shtar, because that's the one that was written right next to it with the Macheres. That much we can use in Macheres for. Let's read it inside. Vibay Zayma. Lohochi ani in Macheres. For this, we can use the Macheres. Zokrashi. Lohochi ani in Macheres. Hekesha kosev Macheres. The Torah compared it to some lady. Legalis alalimu chukateis abodim. To reveal that when you learn out from Ketei Sabodim that she's acquired like an Eved Kenani, Shelebol Lamdeinu Al Kinyan Ashtar V'Loy Al Chazaka. That much a Macheres can tell me, keep it in the same league as a marriage. It's not the same as a marriage, but it's in the same league as a marriage, which means you shtar na chazaka. Aval Iker Shtar La B'Kedushin Yolov. We're not going to learn out how the shtar is done from Kedushin, the Tema Adam Chesra, that you should say that the master writes it. El Mishtar Karkoras Yalof. We'll learn that out from Eved Kenani. Kishtar Eved Kenani. V'av Kaisvay. Kehechad Nishtar Sadus Meicher Kaisvay. Kidi Afinan. Like we learned out from Be'ekach Sefer HaMikdash. So basically, what the Gemara is saying in the second Teretz is, let's not logically decide between Shtar and Chazaka. You know why we include Shtar? Because the bottom line is the Torah wrote it next to Shtar. The Torah was writing a different kind of Shtar. We're not using it as the source of Shtar. But if you have a source, and your question is it shtar or chazaka, the presence of the pasuk that discusses shtar right next to it is enough to influence our choice.
Who writes it?
According to this Mandi Amar Adin.
So it's...
Again, we're not learning out the mechanism of the shtar. I'm learning out that if I have a choice of what am I going to include, I'm going to include the thing that's right, similar to the thing next to it.
All
the way. This man, the armor, says it's not like marriage.
Now, Harris is by a man.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
He's marrying another woman. I know what you're talking.
Harris means the
again. Everybody's again. Let's try it again. In Harris, a man is marrying another woman. That's what it means. How does he marry her? Bishtar.
But we're talking about Amar Riyah. Doesn't
again, we're not learning out Amar Riyah from Macheres. This man, the Amar, doesn't want to learn it out. He learns it Avon Leitei to Ketei Savadim, which tells us that one of the kingdom of Avadim work. Now, we don't know which one to include, Shtar or Chazaka. So this Tara says, you know why we include Shtar? Because right next to it, there was a discussion of a Shtar. Not the same kind of Shtar. A star.
Between a
husband and a wife.
Or not taking the Eved Ivri aspect.
There's no Eved Ivri. There's nobody talking about an Eved Ivri. We're talking about a master marrying another woman.
Master?
Talking about a guy bought an Amar Riyah and then he marries a different woman. And Macheres Yikach Loi.
Yeah, but the whole concept was talking about okay.
No, it was not talking about Eved Ivri. I know what you're talking about. Eved Ivri was the parsha before. This is not about an Eved Ivri marrying Shifchi Kananis. It's a new parsha. V'chayim kav ishas b'talama. Let's say six days about them. I don't want to say psukim b'al peh. And then it says, in Macheres Yikach Loi, sherek tzus v'adas ola yigra.
You can see a whole puzzle. Okay, so he... And what shot in the puzzle talking about a man that...
A man who bought an Amar Riyah is now marrying a different wife. Nothing to do with anything. All we're trying to prove is they use the shtar, a different kind of shtar. But when you have to choose between whether we can include Star or Chazaka. The presence in the neighborhood of Star influences our choice. No, none. It's not Eben Ivri.
Okay, right.
We're finished with Eben Ivri. There's a Samach there, or a Pei. I forgot which one is the Samach. Frank the Gemara. So now we have two Mandi Amram. One learns it out from Macheres, the Etzem Star is written like Kedushin, and one learns it out from Leseitzik Tzei Sabad. Frank the Gemara. Ravuna highly says to Ketzei Savada by Dorish Bay. What does Ravuna do with Leseitzik Tzei Sabad? Doesn't that teach me King Yishtar? That the Gemara, Ahumi Boyle, Shayna Yaitzib Roshay Varm Kevin. Simple. It's telling me it's Shane Vyan, don't free her. You don't have to have an inference. Take the pasuk for what it's worth. Don't go out like an Eved Kanani goes out. That's what it means. You would think that an Eved Ivri or Amar Ivri go out at least as much as an Eved Kanani. The answer is no. They don't go out with Shane Vyan. You don't have to make an inference. Frankly, come over Rav Chisda. So why doesn't Rav Chisda say Pashup Shat? What right does he have to infer anything else? In Cain, Lichtav Kroloi Seitzik Ka'avadim. My Kitseis Avadim. What's Kitseis? Shema Binatarti. He darshens the word Kitseis to infer that acquisition is different than getting rid of. Therefore, he has an extra drasha. Huna, Rebbe Chmiel. There it is, Rav Huna does not dash in the word Ketzeis. He just sees very Pashim Shat. Do not let an Eben or Ivri or Amavriya go out with Rashi Evar. Nothing else is being said in the Pasuk. Which is what Rashi brings in Chumash in that Pasuk. Rashi? Shein the Yaitzim and Rashi Evar. I need it for its own halacha. V'loilem meidik minei, not to infer anything. Avonikas kikinyin avodim. The whole crowd, the miboy lagufa, lo yosin lidukya. So Rashi aside, the only time I use psukim as an inference is if they're not telling me something about themselves. If the pasuk is telling me halacha straightforward, don't infer anything. All the time is saying they don't go out like Eved Kanani. No inference. Dr. Chizdel is an extra word, ketzeis. Therefore, I do infer. That's the machlokes. Now, why one goes with Acheres Hekish and the other one doesn't go with that, I don't know. I know why Rav Huna doesn't go with Leitzetik Tzeisavadim, because he holds it's not extra. But why Rav Chisda did not want Acheres, I don't know. Unless he held it was so clear the inference that he had to go the other way.
Does a Hekish also be Rabosai?
A Hekish? I don't think so. I think there's a Rashi somewhere that says it, but I'm not sure. There's a Rashi that says Hekish is also Rabbi. It's a Rashi in Gittin, I believe. Is it in Gittin? If I was in the fourth period, I don't remember where it is. There's a Rashi somewhere that says Hekish is Rabbi Zai, but that's a Chiddush. I don't argue on Rashi, by the way. But it is a Chiddush Dika Rashi. Pashtas, you can make your own Hekish. Hekish means it's in front of your eyes. The Torah put A is like B. A is next to B. The Torah juxtaposed them. I just have to notice the juxtaposition. But there is a Rashi somewhere, and it slips my mind where it is, that a Hekish is also Rabbi Sof. Is it in Gittin, where the Gemara has a Shaila Hekish Adifa, Gzer Shav Adifa? In the fourth parak, it might be there, but I don't remember it from there. I don't remember where it is, but there is a Rashi that way.
It goes past the Rebbe, is a Rashi there, and we're getting there. We like that. Kin is so.
I'm sure to find the Rashi. I don't remember where it is.
What's the Shemangana Tarti? She doesn't go out.
Tarti, yeah. Two things. Number one is that she doesn't go out by Shem Vayan. And two, that she's Nikna Bishtar like Eved Kanani. The inference is she doesn't go out like Avadim.
It's only half of the Tarti.
Well, I'm sorry? Ketzeis is the second part.
Right.
There's the pasuk of Leseitz to cover them, and then there's Ketzeis. Right. Maybe it's in Sukkotaka. I remember there's a Rashi. I don't remember exactly where it was. The Rashi seemed to say you learn a heck of a
Rebbe. I just don't want people to think that you asked me to ask you this question so that you could show. Okay. So you don't think
that's
that.
Exactly what I was thinking.
If that would have happened, I would have known where the Rashi is. That would look nicer, better, no? Make me look better. I don't remember the Rashi. It's a tie on me. That I don't remember what I learned yesterday is understood. But this I learned when I was younger. When I was younger, I'm supposed to remember. And what I learned now is like, you know, whatever sticks is like a chesed elyon. Well, it was a chesed elyon then too, but then I expected it. Now it's like a chiddush if I remember something.
A valuable way for understanding memory is a palimpsest. A palimpsest is a piece of parchment which they reused them. They would write on them, and they would scrape off the ink. They would write on it again.
That's the Mishnah. They're kind of like a new one or old one.
Yeah, after 60 years.
Paimish Rav told my receiver told me that Paimish Rav told him he was young. He knew what he would say before he said it, while he said it, after he said it. When he got older, he knew what he was saying before he was going to say it and while he said it, then afterwards he couldn't remember what he said. When he got older than that, he said he didn't know what he was going to say before he got up. He knew while he was saying it, and then he didn't know afterwards. He said, now he told my receiver, now I know what, before I get up, now I know what I'm talking about while I speak, now I know I don't know what I'm talking about after I speak. That's what the Pai Yisrael told my receiver. Now, it's not like Yitzchak Margaret and the Pai Yisrael had called Terry Kula in his aunt, and he knew, but that's my receiver. He used to quote Pai Yisrael all the time. When he got older, he quoted this Pai Yisrael.
Many people don't know what they're saying when they're 25 years old.
That's true. But he did. Okay. Talk to Gemara Vayter. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it. Mike says, Duk Yinami Yossi. It's never the exact you. It's excluding you from Yitzir v'loy medina kinyan, not from kinyan. Not to come out of the kindness atzma b'shodim, says an Evan Ivri, acquires himself by 6 years, the Siv, shei shodim yavoid u'bashmiyas. And by the way, it does not mean Shemitah. It's nothing to do with Shemitah. People make, this is a common mistake that people make. The shei shodim yavoid u'bashmiyas means he works till Shemitah. No. It's his own 6 years. His own 6 years.
What? I'm a shaman.
Meaning, it's not pshat that if he sells himself in the second year of Shemitah, he goes out after 5 years. It's his personal 6 years, and then on his personal seventh year. Shvius usually refers to Shemitah. It's not Shemitah. It's,
oh, you make your own.
It's just saying, Pasha, it's right.
No.
Some people make a mistake. I was trying to make sure that nobody makes a mistake, that's all.
Never can be bought on Shemitah here.
Yes, Shemitah does not affect the Never.
It's just a moment to see the concept.
Correct. Bigiro and Kesef. Amr Chizkiya. I'm sorry, Biyavu. The Chziv Achnas Hayavu, Yavani Mach, Tfer Shapasik. He works to Yavu.
Only by Nirtza?
This is talking about not by Nirtza.
Not by Nirtza.
No, this is talking about a person that sells himself. This is in Vihar.
Was there a machlekes before? Whether it goes between Nirtza goes up a Yaibu or not?
No, everybody agreed Nirtza goes up a Yaibu. But by the way, Ilam, we said Ilam means Yaibu. Bigaro and Kesef, how do I know that an Eved Ivri or an Amavriya can redeem themselves with money? That you can subtract her pigeon and she goes out. Meaning we had this before, that a woman has the right, an Amavriya has the right to buy herself back. And we learn that Ivri and Ivriya, because the Torah says, Ki mochel lecho icho Ivri o Ivriya. Right. Tana. The kindness atzmai b'kesef u'b'shava kesef. How does the Evan Ivri buy himself out? Right? He buys himself out either by paying money or paying objects that are worth money. He goes to his master. We can talk about Amar Ivri, we can talk about Evan Ivri, it's the same. And he owes him $50,000. So either he can give him $50,000 cash or he can give him a card that's worth $50,000. And he buys himself back by Shavu Kesef. Ubishtar. He also can buy himself back with Ishtar, and we don't know what that means. Dr. Gemar Bishlan Mekasev.
Hashem Kesev, the owner doesn't want that?
It's not up to him.
I don't want to...
I don't care what you want.
I don't want a...
I honestly, the Eved doesn't have to care about what the Adon wants.
I don't want...
Again, I'll say it a third time. I didn't ask you what you want.
What does card Lakeway one's buying? Tulsa? What's it? I'm so upset about that.
Yeah, what in the world?
They give the other that. I don't want that.
Again. I tried to say. I said four times already. I'll say it one more time, and I won't say it.
One of my kids just got one. I'm so angry at him. So the government's paying him to get that.
Again, can we learn here and not talk about the economy now? You know why he got it? Because you're learning Gemara, you're learning Torah. It's Chus HaTorah. Zaiter. That's why he can afford it. Zaiter. So Bishlai Mekasev, the Siv Mekasev Mignasai. It says in the Pasuk, Mekasev Mignasai. He can buy himself back with money. Shav Mekasev Nami. Yashiv Gulasam Rachmana, Larabi Shava Kesef Kekesef. We have a pasuk that says Yashiv Gulasai. Yashiv is an extra word to tell me that you can pay with items that are worth money. Ela Haishtar Hechidami. Well, how does the Eved Ivri buy himself back with a star? Elema, now here it's a Be'achidish Nifla. Again, we're going to learn this Gemara. We're going to try to explain it the best of my ability. Elayma the kasev l'shtar adama. Is it that this Yevanimi writes to the owner, I will pay you later on this amount of money, and he hands him the shtar, and therefore he puts himself, he's now indebted to the master to pay him back that money. Hainu kesef. That works like kesef. Ella shichur. The answer is, no, the master can free the Eved by writing a Shtar Shichur. That's the Gemara. Now, Frek the Rashba, since when is writing a Shtar that you owe somebody money work like Kesef? By Kedushin, you can't write to the woman, Harat Mukadesh, just leave with the money I'll give you later. Doesn't work that way. There's no Chiv.
Check.
But you can't do it with a check either. Exactly, it's a Shtar. Shtar doesn't work like money. So what does the Gemara mean here? If the Eved writes the master a star, that's Kesef. So, just let me explain. We had a Gemara in by Kedushin. It said writing a woman a star that you're going to give her money is worthless.
Because it's not money. It's not money. The inherent value doesn't mean anything.
What?
You have to give her something physical.
You have to give her money. It's not money. So, here the Gemara says it is money. In fact, the Rashba, if a star is money, so why doesn't it work by Kedushin? I don't mean a star Kedushin. I mean a star for Kesef. And for the Rashba, the Gemara now views an Eved Ivri as a no kinyan haguf. It's a right to work the guy for 6 years. What happens if you walked over to the Eved and he said, I'm Michael, have a wonderful day? He's gone. Like you tell your employee, you don't have to work the rest of the day, I'll pay you anyway. You don't need a kinyan. So the Gemara is saying, if the owner is willing to accept the star promising him money, so why shouldn't it work? Not that it's a kinyan that frees him from... He's obligated to work for 6 years, like the employee that's obligated. And the owner says, goodbye, you don't have to work for me. I don't need any Maisik Kinyan of any great thing. Money works, Shava Kesef works, and if the owner's willing, not against his will, but if he's willing to accept a star promising money later on, and he's happy with that, why shouldn't it work? Because all it is a right to work with your servant. You just like you can verbally tell him,
What's the finish then of, I mean, with regular tests, you can force them.
This you can't force.
If you can't
this
force
was,
then what's the finish of the star? He can anyway let him go in.
Hey, that's the, exactly the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, it's a star shikrur. No. The owner writes the thing saying, I am freeing you. Frek the Gemara, lema leba betray zil. You don't star shetar lamali. Lema leba betray zil. Why doesn't he just tell him, have a wonderful day, goodbye? You don't need an official star. Just like you tell your employee, you don't have to work for me today anymore. You're free. You have recess. Goodbye. What do we need a star? You're forcing the owner to let go. Here, the owner decides to let you go. Good day. Goodbye. What do you need to start? You think it's more? Let him go to Bezin and say he can go. There's more here. This is a Kenyan. I can't say to this phone that I own, go. I can't say go. I have to give it to somebody. I can make it hefker. But I can't just say, goodbye, pen. It doesn't work. It's my pen. I need a Kenyan. The Eved Ivri is mine. He's Gufei Kanui. Not an Eved Kanani, but he's Gufei Kanui. There's more than just a right to work. There's a Kenyan to work. And that Kenyan has to be removed by an other Kenyan. So the Chiddush is, the owner can write a star which works like a get works, like a star shikhur by an Evan works, Kanani. So you can write a star shikhur to your Evan Ivri. So it's a marriage by Rav Shemoch HaGarayna and Garayna Mochel. The master can't just come in and say, have a wonderful day, you don't have to work for me. He can say that, but the guy's still an Evan Ivri. He's still an Evan Ivri.
We're using
Garayna Ketzer. No, we're not. We're using star. If he buys himself back, that gets him free. Just like when you buy an Eved Kanani, you bought him. You buy yourself, you bought yourself free. If the master walks in without a Kenyan and tells the Eved, listen, Mr. Eved, you don't have to do any work for me. He doesn't have to do any work for him. But he's still an Eved Ivri. He's not an Eved Ivri anymore. My Nafkamina? Nafkamina would be, A, the master can change his mind and say, you do have to work for me. And B, he's still Mutter B'Shefchi Kananis. He's still an Eved Ivri. He's an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri cannot be removed by just saying goodbye. You can't, it's yours. You can't say goodbye to your pen. You can't say goodbye to your Gemara. You have to give it to somebody or be mafker it. But it has to be an act of making something hefker.
So hefker would work here?
Hefker would work. Tyson says hefker would work. But the Gemara's question was, you don't even need hefker. Just goodbye. Like you tell your employee goodbye. Why do you have to do more than that? Dr. Gemara, because you own the Eved Ivri. It's not an employee-employer relationship. There's a Kenyan here. Saying goodbye is not removing the Kenyan. Now, if Hefker is a way of giving it away. It's a kind of Kenyan.
Is it
has to be a That's not like it's reciting, but you need somebody to be there by Hefker.
It's the same talk.
It's a note. So Tysus asked you, Kasha.
Can I
please announce it again? Tysus asked the Kasha that I just spoke out a moment ago. That Tysus asked. I didn't say it, shame Tysus. No, he does not ask it. And Tysus answers, the Gemara knew Hefker worked. The Gemara's question was, you don't even have to make it Hefker. Just say goodbye. Hefker is a way of giving something up. Saying goodbye is just like saying I never had it. So the answer is, you did have it. You have a Kenyan. Hefker can remove a Kenyan. Star can remove a Kenyan. Kesef can remove a Kenyan. Saying goodbye does not remove a Kenyan. Rashi. Let's do Rashi. What do you want from him?
I want to always do the home sector now.
It's Rashi. It's could be in Sukkotaka, Lulagazo. It's a Lulagazo, it's not a Lularaba, is it? I think it's a Lulagazo. I think it's a Lulagazo, if I remember correctly. Right. Lamili Star. Hayengu for Kanoi. Elochayv Mammon, Avoid the Shay Shanim, Shay Shalom. It's a monetary obligation. You can be Michael money. You can be Michael work. I don't have anything. Even after somebody owes me $100, I Michael you. No kinyan is necessary. Until the end of 6 years. Can't be Michael on this. The Tzarek Shikur. He wants, he can take it back. I didn't free you. You have the afternoon off. I can change my mind and say come back and work. I decided to give you the last 3 years off of your term. I can change my mind. You're still my Eved Ivri. He constantly lost a shichrur, but nothing lay, nothing. That works. Like Gar McNady, the nothing b'shtar. The Sivai Chubstalei Nitinla, the pussing that says you didn't give her a star. The Gomer Lola Meisha, that you can divorce a lady, you can divorce a Evan. You don't divorce an Evan, you free an Evan. But it's the same idea. So what we're saying now is, star works not in the mechanism because you promised the guy money. And that won't work at the end of the day. Because promising a guy money is not money. In the Havamina, we thought, all you need is Mechila. So if he's willing to take a star, then he's promised money. He's Michael, because it's a day. But you know what I think now? No, Mechila doesn't work. This is not a debt. This is a kinyan. Kinyan has to be removed by a kinyan. You can't remove a kinyan by being Michael. I can't be Michael, my Gemara. I can be Mavka, my Gemara. I can sell my Gemara. I can't be Michael, my Gemara. There's no such thing.
Maybe.
So an Eved Ivri belongs to you. Not like an Eved Kanani, but there's a kinyan that has to be removed. Hefka could remove it, Taisa said.
Maybe you can start because if you just say it with words, one day they're going to come back and say, you never said it.
Five, you go to Bezin, that's what the Gemara said. Go to Bezin and tell them. Get to Adam and tell them.
You can be Mafker?
You can be Mafker, never can I do. We had it in Sakhtav Gittin. We talked about it at length. Mafker of Kanani, does he need a star shikhur? Does he not need a star shikhur?
I remember it was Makabal at the same time as he became free. That's all I remember. I just don't remember all this. Why can a Kanani.
We'll have to wait till we get there. Okay. We had it in Sakhtav Gittin. We had a whole sugya there making Mafker Avdai.
I learned it in my old age.
I believe you. I also had that problem.
No, you don't, Mimi.
Giron here means remainder.
Giron means subtract.
Deduct. Whatever is remaining of his servitude, right? Giron. Whatever is remaining, because I always thought Giron means Giron Kesef. Whatever the deduction of the value of.
But that's what it is.
Kesef. But so when he, Oshtar, when he's coming to.
It's not Giron.
It's not. So when Rashi talks about here Giron, he's talking about where Evet's coming.
Where do you see Rashi talking about Giron?
Shemokal al Giroinai. What is Giron?
Meaning he's Michael on the amount of money he would have gotten subtracting the amount.
So, but I'm saying the star is not talking about money.
No, it's not. Hold on a second. It doesn't work, Mechila. I'm saying it doesn't work.
Like he comes with two bags of money, he can't say, just go. He has to take the money. The Aladdin would have to take the money and make that Kenyan. Then if he wants to give it back, then
exactly. 100%.
Yeah. We learned when we learned Mechila by Eved Kanani, we talked about an Eved Ivri at the same time.
No, we did not talk about an Eved Ivri.
So why is one yes and the other one is no?
I have no idea. Fact. Didn't work for either. It doesn't work by Eved Ivri either. We're saying it doesn't work. No, not Mechila, Hefker.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Hefker works by both.
Hefker works by both.
I love your son.
Now, Eved Kanani might need more than Hefker. Because it's more kinyanim.
The Shah Shikhar is only a proof that he's been sent.
No, it is the freedom. I can get my lady.
No, I'm sorry. I said it wrong. In other words, when if a person makes a get a goy after, for practical reasons, he should get a Shah Shikhar.
No, there's two. First of all, he needs a Shah Shikhar maybe anyway, because there's more kinyanim. That's the Sugyan getting.